But because of Zoe has provided for us, we got a natural body in a natural world, and Zoe has provided for us to be sustained, to live, to enjoy and control. And I think I read it Sunday. I don't know if I get back there. But it says, well, I need to read it. Okay, Lord. 6th chapter, 1 Corinthians. Y'all in the house? Anybody learn anything tonight? It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. I'm going to have to skip because of time. He said, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own? For you are bought with the price, therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit. See, your body is the dwelling place for your spirit. And God, the Father, Jesus, the Son, when he said in John 14, he will love, when you love the Father and obey his command and so forth, he said, we will come and make our abode with you. See, God is in your spirit. The Holy Ghost is in your spirit. And really, you got the Godhead on the inside of you. Because he said it. We will come and make our abode with you. What you mean, abode? I'll come live with you. So you need to tell yourself, God living on the inside of me. Think about that. God that created everything you see and don't see, instead of thinking of him off the way up in heaven somewhere, no, he's right here. Right on the inside of me. And so he said, breath of life in, let me get, yeah. I said physical life, livelihood, of which, listen now, of which Zoe in the noble word, expressing all the highest and best which Christ is. This word noble means rank and title. Jesus carried the highest rank and the greatest title of all creation. Rank. There's nobody in the kingdom of God, in the body of Christ, rank any higher than Jesus. He's the highest ranking officer. He is the highest authority. He is the chief commander over this army, over this body. And he got the highest title. He holds the title. You know what I mean? You know, we got some be given apostles, some prophet, then people give people title, their doctor, their lawyer, their this, their doctor this, and PhD this and that. But Jesus carried the highest. You got it yet? Okay. So, Jesus Christ has the highest rank and title in this new race of mankind. This new race of people, he has and carries the highest rank. And the word said, at his name, those of us that have been named, everybody that's born again, have been named the name of Jesus with his body. You don't. You wouldn't say that. Come Jim in his head. You wouldn't say that. When you see me coming, you say, I come Jimmy. Hello? So he carries the highest rank. And because you are a member, I am a member, I have full right to the use of that name and rank and authority that belongs to Jesus. You have a right to it. I have a right to it because I've been named that I'm the body. We are the body of Christ. And so he said, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And see, this is the reason why we got to find and get a revelation of it, because it's not like I said it many years ago, and you heard me say it many years ago, those of you that have been at this church any time, it's not like using, most people use Jesus' name like Polly on a cracker. With no understanding, no revelation, just repeating what they heard somebody else say. But you got to know when I use that name, what I said will happen. Because I know what I'm doing. I know who I am. And I know who gave me this right. Hallelujah. Anybody in the house tonight? So, having this Zoe life, listen to some of the, just a few scriptures to back it up. I read you one already. Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Ooh, can you understand what a statement that is? Can't no man can get to God. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the way you get to God, I'm the truth about God, and I'm the life of God. Then in 1 John 1:12 says, for the life was manifest, and we have seen it. This is 1 John 1:2. For the life, talking about this Zoe life. The Zoe life, think about it. Here Mary, angel Gabriel appeared to her and said, Mary, you found favor with God. And then he began to explain to her and said, you're going to have the Son of God. She said, for the last time I checked, I ain't married to nobody. How's this going to happen? He said, oh, let me tell you how it's going to happen. The Holy Ghost is going to come over you, overshadow you, and the power of God is going to overshadow you, and you're going to conceive in your womb by the power of God. Hallelujah. Life controls everything. You can't stop life, but God has stopped it. But he's trying to play with your mind like he can stop life from existing and life from operating in you. But once you get your mind renewed, I can't be stopped. So you think because you have a lack of money, you can't do certain things. No, you have what you have a lack of not knowing who you are. When you understand that you have life and God is on the inside of you, and when you speak, God will create and God will open up and God will show by his spirit how to do what you couldn't do before he said, showed it to you to do it. But because we try to operate apart from God, out of our unrenewed mind, or being influenced by the flesh, or somebody else, that we find ourselves stuck. But when we realize, you can't contain me, I got life inside of me, and I know what will foul my mind up and keep me from operating there. So I keep my heart and I keep my mind.